Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hi, guys.
Hey!
Hi. Happy New Year.
Oh, I'm so excited to see you two.
So, you can only say Happy New Year through the end of this week.
Totally.
That's the rule. One week, and it's kind of been my thing for many, many years because I start harping on people. Once you hit mid-January and you see someone, they're like, hey, Jer, Happy New Year. You want to throw punch them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, today, yeah. For sure, you can say it to your coworkers. Tuesday's fine. Wednesday, a lot of kids are going back to school. So that's a prime time to see other parents and say Happy New Year. Once Friday hits,
it's over.
You got to knock it off.
And I've already shelved it. I'm not saying it.
Really?
Like, Josh said it to me this morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, that we're still doing that.
And truly,
like,
this is the only time I've brought it up. I don't even say Happy New Year to anybody because they know.
Yeah.
They know. They were there, too.
It literally happens every year.
Everybody saw
all know
that
it's January. Yes, everybody knows it's a new year. You don't be, hey, Happy New Year. Hey. Thanks? I mean, it's
you too.
Ditto, Dorcas.
5 days in, we're doing okay, you know?
Yeah. So I think the first two words I said this morning when the alarm went off was MF.
Yeah.
Because, man, I was staying up late and sleeping in, and it just kind of makes you realize that these morning show hours kind of are killing me.
Yeah. Now, I could not believe it. I was up until like midnight most nights.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Sleeping until 9. I'm like, what is this life? And then this morning, I'm like, oh, I remember this.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. MF. Yeah, but I tried to do at least one day where I kind of went to bed, at a decent time and tried to get up kind of early. But other than that, I mean, I was rolling out of bed sometimes at 7 and 8 a.m.
Whoa.
That's like really
crazy,
sleeping in,
right?
For you.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, because I'm up at 3:30 every day. So, if that felt good. And my only other observation as I was driving into work today was, kind of gross. One of the worst things about going back to work after you've had a couple weeks off is that you cannot fart at any time that you want.
So right, actually.
Isn't that right? Like, the past two weeks, I have been able to fart whenever I want.
Yeah, a freedom in that.
The
there
freedom
is.
In farting for 2 weeks, and now you go back to work, and everybody's clinching. You're like, I can't just be sitting in here farting.
Yeah.
You know, we're at home. I could be doing whatever and just let it rip.
Well, and your toilet habits are a little different because you got all morning.
You got whatever you want, you can go.
You're at your own bowl, like home field advantage.
That's right.
You don't got to worry about it.
Yes.
Then now today creeps up, and I got to be here at 5, and
clinching.
I'm like, well, things are different. Like, we gotta get back on the.
I'm off my rhythm. I'm off my cycle. Yeah, but isn't that funny to think about?
Oh, like, yeah.
Because really, you got 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks to fluff whenever you want.
Well, top of mind, when you said that, I had to come in a few times here while we were on break. And I was in here at weird times. Like, there was one time I was here at like 7 p.m. I was like, I'm just gonna throw some stuff in, fix some things up or whatever. And that crosses my mind when I'm at work. I'm like, I can do whatever I want while I'm at work here. And
that
is
here.
Literally nobody's here. And that was top of mind for me too. And now, you
trapped us the whole
you
place.
You two are
apologies
back.
If I let one squeak out. Right? Now, Josh was showing me some pictures. You had a pretty crazy moment blowing a tire out over the break. That thing was shredded, like cheddar cheese.
It was not a top 10 experience I've ever had in my life. That was, when was that? Last week. I was on I-25 at like, I don't know, 9 in the morning or whatever. And I've had a flat tire before. And you can tell because like all of a sudden your car starts going like.
Yeah.
I have never had a tire fully explode on me. Like, I had a tire blow on I-25 last week. And it was a scary moment. Your car starts swerving like. I have a truck and the back kind of fishtails and you're like trying to keep it under control. You're going, I mean, I'm going 65, 70 miles an hour on I-25. And the thing that immediately happened, I was in the left lane and your brain starts like trying to figure out, how do I get out of here? How do I get to the right lane? Get off safely.
You could have died.
Dude,
you could have rolled your truck.
Seriously. And it was very scary because I-25, no matter what time it is always busy. So I had to like get to the right lane as quickly as possible with my blown tire. And I
lucky
didn't
tire.
Know the day.
You had to. I know.
I hate you.
Welcome back.
I didn't know like the extent of the damage until I was able to get out of my car, and I showed you two the picture. Like there's almost like
shredded,
nothing left of it.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't jack up your rim and everything else underneath. I mean, so, literally shredded.
Yeah. So I got it towed. Well, I didn't have to get it towed, but I got a tow truck out to help me. And he was like, you know, trying to figure out everything and like, well, how did it blow and everything? And there was a massive nail in the side of it. So
you hit something.
Thanks, I-25. Appreciate it. But we got everything fixed.
You had it towed, though?
No. I had the AAA is the guy that I call. So I have AAA. And I was like, I just need to see what's going on here
that because
seems like I didn't know if I had damage to the rim or anything and all that stuff. So
seems like a Josh move.
Hey, I got
like,
the
Adam, I get my hands dirty here. Well, let me get on my
AAA. I got
the
spare tire by myself, buddy.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Oh, for the people that don't think I can do a spare tire,
you changed
I can.
Your tire.
I changed my own
tire.
The guy within the tow truck was just there for moral support.
Well, I thought I was going to have to get it towed.
You can do it, fella.
I thought I was going to have to get it towed, and thank God I didn't. But no, so I fixed my tire. I took it to this place to get 4 new tires, and they were like, yeah, that was a bad shredded tire.
So, like, how much did that cost you?
Oh, that was $1,400.
That nail, yeah.
$1,400.
Right before Christmas?
Yeah, no, it was right after. So I was like, I already paid for all my presents and gave myself 4 new tires.
Josh, there
you
go.
Yeah, but
put it on Dad's credit card.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. No, but I've never had that happen. Have either one of you ever had a tire blow?
No.
No, Nick Knack did on the way to work once, and she did the same thing where she got off on the off-ramp on 470. Yeah, she always complains about that incident because she said she got to work, finally. She's like, 2 or 3 guys there at work were like, hey, we saw you on the side of the road.
Oh, and no one helped her?
And she was like, nobody thought that they could pull over and help me, even a coworker?
That's a jerk move right
that
there.
Is.
And I was like, oh, I totally would have zipped on by the two.
She's your wife.
Hey,
you see ya,
like,
home,
if Katie was on the side of the road, I'd be like, I got to make time.
Hey,
I'm getting to work.
Hey.
Traffic and stuff.
As I'm farting in my truck.